Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow has introduced legislation that she proposes would be part of the Farm Bill. It's generally referred to as the Egg Bill, the United Egg Producers Egg Bill. First of all, I want to establish your relationship with the egg producers. What position do you have with them?
Well, Rose Acre Farms is a member of the UEP, the United Egg Producers, and the United Egg Producers is the one that's really sponsoring and trying to push this legislation through. So we're a member of that, and we support that legislation.
What are the advantages? What are the benefits of that legislation should it become part of the farm law?
Well, what the legislation does is it sets a uniform standard of cage sizes, saying that states can't pass state laws that say you have to have a certain cage size, such as California, Oregon, the state of Washington, Michigan, and Ohio have all passed statutes saying that chickens, if you use cages, they have to be a certain size. It's just that all their sizes are different. Michigan, I think, is 144 square inches per chick, and Ohio's, I think, 130, and so on and so on. It's just different cage sizes. The legislation we're proposing in that was introduced in the Congress says that there's what's called an enhanced cage that would be the established cage size, that the states can't say you have to have something different than that, and that all the states have to accept eggs produced from those cages. You can't interfere with that commerce of those of the eggs produced there.
A lot of people have said that United Egg Producers caved to the Humane Society of the United States. You put it in terms just the opposite.
Yes, I think it's just the opposite. This is not something that HSUS came to us and said, here, you either do this or else. It was basically a meeting between UEP and HSUS where we got HSUS, who has been adamantly for years and years and years saying that chickens should never be in a cage. They should always be allowed to freely roam. This legislation says that the cages, there is a standard size for cages that HSUS has accepted. Yeah, it's okay to have chickens in cages. And so I think HSUS, in any respect you look at it, has actually caved into our view to saying cages are acceptable, and they have gone that route.
What is the size of the cage that's being proposed, and how would that be a change from what is currently generally in practice?
Well, the size right now generally accepted by the UEP membership under our animal care certification is we give 67 inches square inches per bird. The enhanced cage is 124 inches for white birds. It's slightly bigger for brown birds because brown birds are bigger. In addition to that, the enhanced cage has areas for nesting. It has areas for perches. It's not just a cage. It allows for some natural behaviors to be done by the chickens. It also allows them to go in and out of the cage, so it allows them some room to roam around. So it's a different design. Cage is a different way to raise the chickens.
So basically, UEP would be in favor of making this part of the Farm Bill?
Yes, we want this. Well, we want national legislation. We believe it should be part of the Farm Bill, so that, because what's happening right now, the way I look at it is that states are enacting these different cage sizes. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with food safety. It's just the trade barrier. And the way I look at the legislation is that this legislation just reinforces the Interstate Commerce Clause of the Constitution. It allows a producer in one state to produce eggs under safe, good, clean conditions and export it to another state in the United States. And that's all this legislation's doing. Plus, it allows a 20-year phase-in for chicken producers to get to these cages. You don't have to just go to it next year. For instance, in 2015, California law requires those producers to have a different system, which we still aren't 100% sure what that system is, and we're only talking a year and a half off. This legislation would allow a 20-year phase-in, and understand that chicken producers, the typical barn life is 20 years, so we have during the next 20 years, virtually everyone's going to have to redo their cages anyway. This just makes it uniform that we have some certainty that we know what to build for the next 20 years.
You had mentioned before that the status quo might be preventing some updating of equipment.
Well, the reason is right now, for the last couple of years, there's been virtually nothing built new because we don't know what to build. Do we build cage-free? Do we build this size cage for this state? We don't know what to build. So the industry is at somewhat of a standstill because there's so much uncertainty out there. It costs millions and millions of dollars to put up a chicken house today. It just one. And if you've got a farm that's got several, you could easily be talking $50 million for a facility. Well, you put that up, and then the state next to you that you're built that to export to changes the cage size. Virtually that entire facility is somewhat useless now, and you've just lost a major investment. So this legislation would allow some certainty within the industry to go ahead and just keep moving forward and have that type of construction and business going on.